You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and Sunny Blue Lake, and streaming to the world over at KHUM.com. This weekend marks the beginning of a two-weekend festival, which is happening over here at Del Arte. It's the Thesis Festival. It's called Crossing the Vortex, and I have two really wonderful people here who are involved with some of the theses that are happening. Marguerite Boissonnault and Natasha Marshall. And so who wants to go first? Who wants to talk about the piece that you're involved with? Natasha?
I do. I'm doing a piece called Singularity. It's a piece of Afrofuturist theater, which right now is not really so much of a thing. As far as I know, there's only one other Afrofuturist play that's happened, and it came out last May.
How would you describe Afrofuturist?
Afrofuturism is not by my made definition, but I think it's very true, is sort of an intersection between liberation, mysticism, magic, and other possible futures or other possible realities for people in the African diaspora and African people as well.
And you're working with an HSU student on this?
I am. His name is Isaiah Alexander, and he is a film student who also does a lot of work within HSU's theater department.
Oh, cool. How did you connect with him?
Email. I sent so many emails out, and I was like, I need actors. And I got some responses. Some people were just unavailable or were in the house that will not stand, that's happening. I ended up connecting with him through the person who directed that play.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to seeing it, and it's going on. They usually split up a lot of the theses, and they're on different days. So, and you can buy tickets to one day and actually get into the other days as well, which is pretty exciting.
Didn't know that.
You learn something new every day.
Every day.
But your piece is going on the Friday, Sundays.
Correct. Yeah. Friday and Sunday this weekend and next.
And that's actually paired with another production as well.
Yeah, it's called #Anime. That is sort of something, it's like a contemporary tragedy in which social media really rears its ugly head on some people who are sort of innocent bystanders. Yeah, it's a piece in which the well-meaning justice warrior is eventually faced with his own blindness and hypocrisy. And it really just explores the harm that people are capable of doing on the internet, which a lot of us have either experienced or seen. It can be kind of brutal up there.
Oh, yeah. And David Powell is the Del Arte student who's putting this together with three other community members, Elizabeth Headland, Andre LaRocque, and Jeremy Webb. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple pieces that will be happening on the Thursday-Saturday shows. And you can get explanations for all this over at delarte.com if you're not following me completely on this. But in addition to those, which we'll talk about in a second, Marguerite is involved with this really cool project that's happening at other times throughout it. It's an immersive play. You want to go ahead and describe it? You're the best person to.
All right. Yes, we are describing this as an immersive memory play. It's taking elements of immersive theater as well as live action role playing and some game elements. And we're calling this Let Me Out. It's an exploration of what happens when nine strangers are trapped in a room that's been filled with a sense that they've been here before, and there's a clock with the time counting down, and their goal is to figure out what happens to them before that time runs out.
And it's pretty neat because you're not just trying to escape like an escape room, you're trying to uncover the story.
Yes, it started out as an escape room, but we've diverted from that track, and it really is about the story, it's about the characters, and it's about them uncovering who they are in order to aid the recovery of the memory of this main character.
So that's pretty exciting. So you get to be a part of the whole play and then also, you know, discover, yeah, which part you're playing throughout it. But you also have spectators as well, which people can be if they don't want to be fully immersed in it.
Yes, we are calling those the voyeurs. And this play is conducted in the round, so it can be seen from all angles. And even the voyeurs have a part to play.
And this is actually because it's in a different spot. It's over on the River Campus, which is over next to Mad River Brewery. It's happening at different times, and people have to get a separate ticket for this as well.
Yes. We are showing it on the Tuesday and Wednesday of the second week. That's the 22nd and the 23rd at 8 p.m. And then also two matinees on Saturday and Sunday, the 26th. 6th and 27th at 2 p.m. And we do have limited seating, and you can sign up for that on Facebook. We have a Let Me Out page where there are links that you can sign up to be either a player or a voyeur. And if you do want to go and see it, I would recommend signing up sooner than later because it's filling up fast.
And you can get to the link to the Facebook page through delarte.com as well. It's all right there, and it's pretty easy. So one space right there, find out all the information, because I know we're throwing a lot at you right now. Some of the other plays, the ones that are happening on the Thursday and Saturday nights, does somebody want to go ahead and discuss a little bit about what that's all about?
One of the other ones that I'm pretty excited, well, I'm excited about all of them, but Cluck Boom Bloom is an absurd physical romp that's dealing with survival and motherhood, and looking at it from the perspective of a chicken, a sperm flamingo, and a generous big-eared creature.
This sounds like it's going to have fantastic costumes.
I've caught some glimpses, and yes, fantastic is definitely the way to call that.
Sweet. And the other show is actually a clown show about clown pirates.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's about three clown pirates who are sort of, yeah, they're lost at sea, and they're sort of traveling, and they encounter these crazy, crazy monsters. One of them, oh, God, maybe it's a surprise. One of them's a surprise. They're searching for treasure beyond waters. They are unfortunately unable to escape. And so it's an exploration of if they find peace and if they're able to ascend out of this purgatory, or if they'll be dragged down into the murky depths. And from what I've seen and heard, it's going to be really, really exciting and very funny.
Well, come on out and check out Crossing the Vortex, the thesis festival that is happening here at Del Arte. It starts this coming Thursday, so tomorrow, all the way up through two Sundays from then. And you can get all the dates plus all the information on the shows on over at delarte.com, and make sure to get your tickets in advance. You're definitely going to want to do that. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and then we'll get back into the music here in just a little bit. You're listening to K-Hum.